just to be Messiah b'kitoiv, not that this is not kitoiv, but just to be Messiah mamish with a little bit of chizik, and that is so in Eretz Yisrael. It's Parsha Shlach right now, right? So Parsha Shlach is coming, and Parsha Shlach is with the mitzvah of challah. So it's a little bit dover b'itay matoiv, and the emes is a little bit interesting because when you think of Parsha Shlach, right? Chumash Torah Parsha Shlach, you don't get past the Parsha of the Meraglim. It's all about the Parsha Meraglim dominates Parsha Shlach, right? It's the predominant sugya. Yet, right after the Parsha of the Meraglim, there's two Parshas of the Torah that are tucked away. One is the mitzvah of Nesachim, that there's certain karbanis that require Nesachim. You can even bring it 10 days later, right? But one is the mitzvah of the Nesachim. But there's another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Challah. And the truth is, it's really not Pashit. Why, right after the Parsha of the Meraglim, did the Torah mention the Parsha of the Nesachim and the Parsha of the Challah? So we once mentioned from the Chedush Arim, that the Chedush Arim said that why is the mitzvah of Nesachim mentioned right after the Parsha of the Meraglim? He says, because when the Eibishter decreed that all the Yidden that were involved in Vayivku, Balaylahu, that they would all die in the Midbar, so there was an Imay Anoichi Betzara. The Eibishter was in tremendous pain, because it meant that there was going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it meant that the Yidden were going to be in Golos, and there was a terrible, terrible Tsar of Shechina. Chazal say, Lo Ivri Yayin, Elo Lenachem Aveinu. And Kaviyochel, the Eibishter needed something to be Mesameachim. So the Torah gave a mitzvah of Nesachim. Nesachim, Chazal says, Yayin, that's Mesameachim, Lekim Va'anoshim. He said, take a little bit of wine and pour it on the Mizbeach to be Mesameach Kaviyochel, a little bit of Nechama, a little bit of Chizik, because of the Imay Anoichi B'tzari that the Eibishter felt. Because of the terrible gzeri, the terrible decree was the mirag. That's what the Chedush Arim said. But what about the mitzvah of challah? Vu kum tarayim challah. So I'll tell you what the Sfarna says. The Sfarna is offerner. Challah tarimu truma. Achar chet ha-meraglim, right after the chet of the meraglim, hitzrich gam ha-challah. We needed a mitzvah of challah. L'man yiyu ru'uyim shetochu bracha bevateim. So like this, the Yidin would be ra'uy that bracha should descend upon their houses. Ka'amroi. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet. The pasuk says, "Vereishes arisoy seichem titnu lakayim." This is challah. Lohaniach bracha el beisecha. V'chein Elio. You find this by Elio. So when Elio goes to the isha hatzarfasa, so the pasuk over there says she came and Elio was going to make a moifes for her. So what did Elio say? It's unbelievable. Elio tells it like this: "Vayomer Elio, al tiri boi asi kedvarich." But this is what I need you to do. Ach asili misham uge ketana barishayna. Make for me an uge ketana. Vayitzei sli v'loch v'levneich tasi b'achrein. And then you're going to see all the brachas going to come. Tzapachas Hashem aloi sechsa. All the grosem nisem v'nefloys. What was the hakdama to the nes? Make me an uge ketana. Why an uge ketana? Says the Sefarna. V'chein Elio said asili misham uge ketana barishayna. Vayitzei sli kichoyam arashem kada kenoch loy sichla. But it started with afroshes chala. Because from afroshes chala kumt meiru diga bracha. Sforna. So the Sforna said that why was the mitzvah here? Because had there not been the chet of the meraglim, we would have had bracha in our houses. We wouldn't have had to come on to any external ways to be zoichet to bracha. Because of the chet of the meraglim, however, hitzrich, we needed something to be bracha into our house. What brings bracha into a yid's house? It's chala. And it's really a pasuk. V'reishes ha-riso yisechem titnu la-koyim l'niach bracha el besecha. It's a mefurish pasuk. Now, the emesis, the pasuk says, Vereishes Arisa Yisechem Titnu Lakayim Laniach Bracha El Bisecha. After learning this Shuvas Noida Yehuda, the Diuk is Boilet. It sounds like it's the Titnu, right? The Sher Nesina. You have to give it to a Kayan. You know, unfortunately today we can't give Challah to Kayanim. The reason is because we don't know that Kayanim are really Kayanim. So even though Kayanim Duchen and Kayanim do Pidyan Aben and Kayanim obviously wouldn't marry a Grusha and wouldn't go into a Beis HaKfaris, but at the same time, being that we don't know with 100% certainly that a Kayan is a Kayan, so Lachumra, a Kayan would never eat Challah. But at the same time, Alzen Nemar, what the Chasam Sofer says so many different times, and that is Chishav Las, it's Mitzvah, Venenes Velo Yasoy, Mal Olav HaKosav Kilo Asoy. And when a woman bakes challah, and she's mafresh challah, and she wishes that she can give it to a kayan, but she's not doing it because she's an oinus, because unfortunately we don't know who kayanim are. And fakert is a Magen Avram that says you have to be chayish based on a chuvas arivash, that we don't know for sure who the kayanim are. There's a chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasar, right? Chasam Sofer says, even though oinus is never commander of it. If a person doesn't do something because of an oinus, it's not as if he did it. But when it comes to mitzvahs, that's not the way it works. If a person doesn't do a mitzvah because he was an oinus, it's as if he did the mitzvah. It's one of that toivos that Eibishter gave us when it comes to mitzvahs. Chishev lasis mitzvah. So if a person's mafresh challah, You want to give it to the Kohen, it's Reishis HaRisa Yisechem Tintnu LaKohen L'Aniach Bracha HaBeisecho. And the Sfornish told Su, that's why Elio told the Isha HaTzarfasa, he said, Asili Misham Uga Kitano, because a big Moifus was about to happen. And for a Moifus to happen, you need Bracha, and what brings the Bracha? It's Hafrashas Chala. In the Welt, Hafrashas Chala is considered a very, very big school, like Yodua. Not really sure what the Makar is, but this is a Sfornah. Here you have Mefurish and the Rishonim and Parsha Shlach, where the Sfornah said that after the Chet of the Meraglim, Klal Yisrael wasn't roi lebracha anymore. We could appreciate that. What was the antidote to that? What's the teretz to right now, this vulnerable position that we find ourselves in? It's the mitzvah of challah. Fascinating thing. That challah brings bracha. Challah brings moifsim. Eliyahu HaNavi's grace of moifis. It fathered something that would allow bracha to be challah in this incredible way. And that was none other than the mitzvah of challah.